show. Do you think they found a theme tune?
I think so. I think this is it.
Is this the one?
This is it.
You're going to sing?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you then. So, Michelle, what have you got lined up for us today? Michelle Spencer, our drive guru.
Our drive guru. I was going to say, you know, we were talking about how I'm always happy, or I appear to be always happy. And it's one of those things that in the last week we were talking about, I celebrated an anniversary, but it's not a good anniversary. And I know a lot of people have these kind of anniversaries in the sense that when a family member passes away. So most people don't know. They think I'm just happy all the time. But I've told you, Joe, but my brother passed away 14 years ago now. Mm. And it wasn't a natural passing. I don't know, would we say commit suicide, taken by suicide? Mm. There's all this play around words on it. But either way, it's a loss for the family. So he was only 29 at the time. And at the time, I would say when it happened, it was a shock. I'd just seen him the month before. We'd just gone over to Canada to visit, and there was no inkling. I said, I still remember to this day the last hug I ever got from my brother. Like, not like when we said, no inkling that anything was wrong, anything was bothering me. He always appeared happy. If you think I'm always happy, that guy had a smile plastered on his face at all times. So, something I wanted to talk about a bit about the grief and how the grief's kind of set me up for my journey on yoga, because even though we talk about happiness, mindfulness and all that, but it was the grief and it was the beginning of a journey for me that I was working a 9-to-5 job at the time, but for me to come and have to cope with the loss of a sibling and then having to go back all the time. And my mom became ill after that. So having to go back all the time for me, I started seeing a counselor and they sent me on down this path of meditation and counseling, and I really got into my yoga at that point as well. So for me, that was the really important bit. But I think for anyone who's coping with grief or sadness or anything like that, like, I always think yoga is a really good thing, or meditation, in fact, as well, just to kind of take you out of that moment so that you're focusing, not out of that moment, but I think sometimes we need to focus on the moment, this moment, that we're okay in this moment just now and now and now, and not the past. Yeah, not carrying those, we say, suitcases of regret or suitcases of worry, right? And that's kind of what plays on our minds. So I've been talking about what it's taught me this week and things, like I said, I was doing counseling, meditation, but for me, if anyone's gone through this same situation where they've had a member of their family commit suicide or lost through suicide, you always feel that sense of shame at the beginning. And I remember at first we used to not talk about it. We used to not talk about why my brother died.
Oh, really?
We would tell people, I would lie to people and I say, oh, he was in a car accident.
You got other siblings. So was it?
No, he's it. That was it. So yeah. So, and it was a big sense of shame, which was really weird because I come from a town that had 40,000 people in it. Mm. And between myself and my brother, we know a lot of people in that town. Like, it's a good time when I go home, basically. So I don't know why I felt less sense of shame. And I don't know why I felt like I had to lie to people, because everyone in town knew, right? It's a small town. It's in the newspaper. So I kind of started getting over that. And my kids, it's been 14 years now. It's funny because my kids are teenagers now. Mm. And we have conversations about how their uncle passed away. And I am very honest about it now. So we have real open, honest conversations about why he passed away and about mental health in our family and why it's really important. So for me, it was that learning journey about actually keeping an eye out on your loved ones and looking for other signs, not necessarily the smile on the face, but truly asking someone, how are you doing? And for me, Joe, you know, I read people's faces. So it's not, I'm not listening to your words. I'm watching you and I'm like sometimes highly suspicious, but
oh, she is.
So I think that's it. But for me, it was that coping with grief. And I had some tips for people this week, and it was things like, for me, it was taking naps. So because it takes a lot out of you.
Naps.
naps. Yeah. So sleeping, you know, because you need to reset the body.
Recharge,
yeah. And then going into nature, you know. So I remember at the time, my daughter was only 9 months old, but we would go for walks along the sea all the time. Every day I was walking kind of thing. And also not, I think, the shame bit for me and hiding it, that was a big mistake. I think you really need to talk to people and be open about it. You've not done anything wrong. They've not done anything wrong. So why? It's not like they've robbed a bank or you've robbed a bank. Yeah. Just be open and honest about it. Because I think if you hide it from people, then it kind of builds up. Does that
but
make sense?
But there's layers on that, though. And they're the reason why you're not opening up as well. So, you know, you'll always think, was there a sign that I missed and those kind of things. So you're kind of beating yourself up along the way, which you should not be doing.
Yeah.
But even though there's other people, obviously, in the same shoes as you, it's all a different, I'm going to say, hate the word journey, but it is all a different journey,
right? It is,
right?
Yeah. So I had a poem because today, instead of doing yoga with everybody or breathing, I have a poem that I do like to read to my group. And it's not just about that, but I just want, if anyone out there is right now grieving or feeling sad or anything, I just want you to listen to the words to this poem. You might think that you don't matter in this world, but because of you, someone has a favorite mug to drink their tea out of that you bought them. Someone hears a song on the radio and it reminds them of you. Someone has read a book you recommended to them and gotten lost in its pages. Someone's remembered a joke you told them and smiled to themselves on the bus. Never think you don't have an impact. Your fingerprints can't be wiped away from the little marks of kindness that you've left behind.
Yeah.
So you do matter. And I wanted to just leave, if this has triggered anyone or anything like that, we were talking about that there's phone numbers you can phone. You know, you can always reach out. So Suicide Prevention Helpline, 0800-689-5652. There's the Good Samaritans. They're the one. It's 116. They're not Good Samaritans. They're just Samaritans. 116.
They are good, though.
They are good.
Yeah.
116-123. Very easy number. And if you are going through a loss like I did, do reach out to Mind. They're really good as well to help you cope. Or reach out to your friends. They're there to listen to you as well, or find a community. But yeah,
absolutely. And the thing is as well, I mean, like, you do exercises and things like that to help us de-stress. So you can look back on some of our episodes as well, and you can go through that and just join us. And if you want to get in touch with us, of course, you know, you can do that as well. Now, this episode will be on the website in a couple of days' time as well. So I'll put all the links out if you need to reach out to anyone.
Yeah.
And give us a bell. Keep listening to Phoenix FM.
And leave us a comment or reach out. Yeah.
Sure. Right. Now, I'm going to play a track that you requested. Thanks, Michelle, ever so much.
Thanks, Joe.
I'll speak to you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.